This is Sophia Cahlin with Professor Teresa Pardo from University at Albany, where she serves as director of the Center for Technology and Government. So I'm really curious, what exactly is the Center for Technology and Government?
Great question, but mostly I prefer Teresa.
Okay.
So the Center for Technology and Government is an applied research institute at the University at Albany. And we were created about 26 years ago by Governor Cuomo, who was Governor Mario, not Andrew, right? Governor Mario Cuomo, who was responding to expressions of concern by both public New York State government officials who were responsible for technology and folks from the University at Albany and elsewhere, academics, and government vendors, folks who sell technology to the public sector. And they were beginning to feel frustrated by the lack of an opportunity to experiment with technologies before the state was purchasing technologies.
Okay.
And so due to the procurement laws in the state, we needed a laboratory where we could engage in experimentation with technology before investing in those technologies for the public sector.
So is this experimentation within like the programming or the hardware or both and all?
Okay, yeah, great question. So CTG, the Center for Technology and Government, is actually a socio-technical research institute. So what we're looking at is trying to understand the interactions, the interdependencies among the technology, of course, at the center, but technology within a specific context. So we want to look at the management context and the policy, the public policy context. If you think about technology independent of what a public agency does and the people that it serves and how it uses data and how it makes decisions, then what you have is technology that doesn't work.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So I totally jumped the gun when I was like, oh, what is the center?
That's
so if
quite
we
want
right. to backtrack a bit, how did you originally get interested in STEM? So you studied computer science, right?
I actually started my undergraduate career as a political science major.
Oh, okay.
Had never heard of, I mean, I'd heard of computers, right, for sure, with the expectation that I would go to law school. But I was a work-study student at UAlbany. And my work-study job was in the computer center. So before you know it, I was exposed to the mainframes. And I'm local, so I worked over the summer.
Oh, nice.
Then I moved into becoming a computer operator. So I used to work the third shift and, and run the big mainframe computers.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And then by the time I was... and then I started taking courses because I was curious. What is this? And why are people using it? Mm-hmm. What can I do with it? So by the time I graduated, I do not have an undergraduate degree in computer science, but I have more credits in computer science than I do in my actual major, which is political science.
Interesting how that works, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
So you went to UAlbany?
I went to UAlbany, and then I got a job right away after UAlbany as a programmer at Union College,
oh, cool.
where I proceeded to take a master's in computer science.
Okay.
And to work as a programmer. But about halfway through that degree, I realized that my primary interest was in understanding how individuals and organizations use technology,
yeah.
how technology can be applied to problem solving versus how to actually program the computer, which is a very important and very sophisticated and important role. But I turned my own interests over to more of a socio-technical view of technology and ultimately started an information science PhD program.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can see how the societal aspects of technology are so important for
Absolutely.
Everyday life and this kind of, especially as it's advancing and we're getting all sorts of AI programs and technologies, the interactions between people and tech is kind
Absolutely.
Of
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things that's, that we spent a lot of time doing at our center, and got funding from the National Science Foundation and from international organizations that are all interested in exactly this question: how do we actually understand the complexity of the public problems? In my case, I'm interested in public sector issues, which include, you know, nonprofits, government agencies at all levels. So how do we unpack a particular public service delivery problem? Or how do we understand issues, for example, like the digital divide,
mm-hmm.
right? And so we have to bring together a lot of different perspectives to try to understand, for example, you talked about AI. How can we create a tool, I'll just call it a tool, that allows us to actually add value to different decision-making processes? What's involved? What's the nature of that decision process? What kind of data do we have to get? What does the data have to look like? Right. So everybody talks about analytics, data analytics, machine learning, et cetera. But underneath all of that is the data.
Mm-hmm.
And data is collected by devices and people,
yeah.
right? How do we understand all of that and make it useful? Those are the really interesting problems that we think about. Water quality management, voter registration, you know, the list is endless when you look across all of the policy domains that public organizations serve. It's really quite amazing.
<It's>
exciting.
<a lot.
laughs> Yeah, it's very exciting.
Have you noticed as you're experimenting mm-hmm. with this and in your role, do you see like potential from your position that you can help open doors to more women in the fields or just in general using like the connections between society
sociotechnical
and socials,
right.
for you, right. Society and technology and kind of that divide? How do you see yourself helping young women in that?
Well, I think there's a lot of different ways that's already happening. Certainly by, you know, I kind of think of the space as a continuum, right? With sort of the hard left being the most sort of technically oriented or scientifically oriented computer science over maybe to the other end, where what we're talking about are folks who have the opportunity to think about the adoption and use of technology, in particular spaces, for example, public health, right, or food safety. So some of these kinds of water quality management. So being able to understand, spend time with people to understand, first of all, where are their interests, where are their capabilities, and then to try to understand what kind of opportunities make the most sense, whether it's a formal academic program, whether it is a thing that we do a lot at CTG, and I think is experiential learning projects. So getting students into CTG to work on projects that we're working on, to give them the opportunity to see themselves in a particular kind of role or profession. One of the things that I think is really important when we think about this full range of, you know, highly technical to a more socio-technical kind of career is ensuring that regardless of gender, that people see the wide range of opportunities to have a technical career, right? There's so many different opportunities, and I think my role and one of the contributions I like to be able to make is opening eyes, right? Yeah. As my eyes were opened when I took that job, oh, so many years ago, right? as a computer, you know, as a dispatch window operator in the computer center, it opened up a whole new world for me. So I try to do the same.
Good. Yeah. So we don't have much time left. That was
quick.
Really interesting. but what message would you want to share with young girls who might be interested in the field? And you mentioned opening these opportunities, but what would you want to say to them?
So what I think is really important is just jump in, right? It's easy to jump out, but jump in. Take advantage of the opportunities that present themselves and turn those opportunities both, you know, to just experience something into a learning opportunity. I found a number of times in my educational career and in my work career that an opportunity presented itself that I had no idea was going to be of interest or produce anything of value. So take a chance.
Well, thank you very much for coming down today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.